Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. The menu is fantastic. The chicken wings are amazing. And they've carvery on a Sunday, live music of the weekends. And you can also come and stay in the White Sands Hotel, obviously. If you're looking for somewhere to base yourself in North County Dublin, we can do no more than recommend the White Sands Hotel. So what do we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter? Earlier on today, I was on the phone to our Jeremy, and he was wrecking my head, going on and on and on about something that happened to him recently. In fact, here, sit down and explain to our listeners what you are pissed off about.
I possibly could be the only person that has... I'm sure I'm not the only person that has a problem with this. I'm going to throw it out there because it's something that really annoyed me yesterday. And I'm going to throw it out there to 98FM listeners, and maybe, just maybe, someone else will agree with me. It's a huge issue that I've been having in the last couple of years. When you ring an Irish company...
Mm-hmm.
To sort out a problem or whatever, and the person at the other end of the phone is someone whose English is their second language. They've broken English. It is impossible to get something done ringing an Irish company when the person on the other end of the phone has broken English. Let me explain to you the situation.
Okay, go on.
So I ring a telecommunications company yesterday. Okay, could be one of many. We have many telecommunications companies, and I want to sort out a specific problem that I'm having with this company. Okay. So I ring the company and you go through the whole palaver of press 1, press 2, press 6, press hash to go back to the previous menu. So you're already annoyed. You're already built up to a fever pitch. And then...
Why would you let that bother you?
I hate all that shite.
That's been the way for years. Get over
it. Press hash, press 2.
Get over it.
Listen to our menu of options before pressing.
Yeah, get over it. It's just the way it is.
So then the phone finally rings and you realise you're going to talk to a human being and maybe that person will have the solution to your problem. And they answer the phone. Hello, good afternoon. How can I help you this afternoon, Mr. Dixon?
Yeah.
Is what they say. Don't know where that person was particularly from, but they have broken English. And you find it, to put it this way, this particular telecommunications company that I rang yesterday, I rang on two different occasions to get this particular problem sorted, and I ended up hanging up on both people because...
How bloody rude of you.
Because both times that I rang this company, the person who answered was of a foreign national.
And, sorry, your problem is? The guys wouldn't be employed on the switch if they couldn't speak English. They wouldn't be employed to deal with your problems if they can't speak English. That's why they got the job in the first place, because they can speak English.
Broken English. I'm sorry. If I'm dealing with an Irish company about a specific problem, and you think of it, when you're talking about telecommunications,
yeah,
it's a very specific problem you're having. I want to talk to someone whose first language is English, not someone who has broken English.
No, I don't agree with you at all. I rang about a computer a couple of months ago, yeah? Brand new computer I got. Got through to a guy, he was Indian or
you absolute fool. You've just shot yourself in the foot there.
Why?
Because English is their first language.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, but
it is.
No, but
I have Indian friends. And
he had broken English anyway.
No, he wouldn't have broken English.
Well, hard to understand English. Let's put it that way, okay? And anyway, he dealt with my issue absolutely no problem. I couldn't understand him half the time, but he still sorted my issue out.
No, well, does anybody else agree with this? Can we do a poll?
Off you go.
And find out, should Irish companies only hire people on the phones who actually are Irish? I'm sorry if I get into trouble.
How racist is that?
It's not racist.
It absolutely is.
I don't care if I get into trouble with this because I'm so pissed off with what happened yesterday that I had to hang up twice because I couldn't understand what the person was saying. It takes an awful lot of patience to keep saying to the person, and they're saying, sorry, could you repeat what you just said to me? No, I shouldn't have to repeat if you're ringing an Irish company. If I was ringing a telecommunications company in Thailand, I'd expect that. But when I ring an Irish company,
here's the thing. I think you're bang out of order.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily an Irish person. Okay, not necessarily an Irish person, but someone who has English as their first language, not broken English.
No, I don't agree with you because the companies that you're talking about, they aren't employing people who can't speak English. It's not like you rang and the fellow at the other end of the phone said, sorry, I only speak Polish. Can you speak in Polish to me? He spoke in English to
you. Well, hang on. There's lots of times on this show you've cut people off because you can't understand what they're saying because their English is their second language. Only earlier on in the week, there was a fellow on the line and you said to me, on your headphones, through the headphones, I can't understand a word this fella is saying. Listeners won't be able to understand them. Cut them off. You're a racist as well.
No, yes, I did say
you're
that.
You're a racist.
No, yes,
as well.
I did do that. Yeah. But I believe you're exaggerating that you couldn't understand the guy. I
hung up the phone twice because neither person I spoke to could sort out my problem because of their broken English.
I don't believe that because they're employed.
Hang on. Then
the problem is that they were employed without the correct knowledge to do their job. That's the difference.
Text me now.
Hang on. I have to stop you there. This has nothing to do with language. They obviously employed a gobshite who didn't know how to resolve your issue.
No, he did know how to resolve. Both people who I spoke to, one was female, one was male. They both knew how to resolve the issue. I'm nearly certain of it, yeah?
Yeah.
But it was the broken English that I could not deal with. Could you please repeat slowly to me what your problem is? No, I shouldn't have to repeat it slowly. I'm in Ireland. I'm in Ireland. I'm an English speaking person. English is my first language. I shouldn't have to repeat myself when I ring an Irish company.
You see, I think that's outrageous of you to say that. It's outrageous of you to say that.
No,
these guys who are employed in these companies know what they're doing. They know the issue more than you do. That's why you rang in the first place. And if you just had a bit of bloody patience, they'd be able to sort it out for you.
I did have patience. And I ended up saying, and in fact, on one of the occasions, it was in the car and the phone was on speakerphone in the car. Yeah. And I was sitting beside my other half. She was sitting in the passenger seat of the car as I was talking to this person. And she says, just hang up. I can't take this anymore. That's how frustrating it was. Sorry, could you repeat the issue you are having again? The technical issue.
Yeah. So maybe he was just clarifying what the problem was.
I know what you're like. You're not getting it.
I know what you're like. You have no patience.
I actually have a
bit of courtesy and a bit of patience.
No, that's not what the issue is.
It is. Now, Matthew, you think Jeremy's being ridiculous here.
Jeremy.
Yes.
Do you understand?
You see, there you go. You're taking the piss out of a serious issue.
Yes, I am, because you're full of shit, man.
Why is that?
Because you're racist.
I'm racist. You know what, Matthew, hang on a sec. Shut up for a second. Don't tell somebody to shut up. You can't.
There goes your bad manners again.
You can't open your mouth in this country anymore without being accused of racism.
I often ring to the service.
Yep.
And on the other line is sitting somebody from the north side with the Lusk accent. Which I don't really get it.
I have to be honest with you, Matthew. I'm talking to you for a couple of seconds and don't take offence to this, but I would not like to deal with you if I was having a technical issue.
You absolute prick.
No, I'm sorry.
There's nothing wrong with that man's English.
Well, I'm sorry.
It's broken English.
I don't give a middle finger, Jeremy. You are full and you should be fired.
He's not far from the truth.
You're telling companies not to employ somebody like Matthew. That's what you're saying.
I'm telling people, companies, an Irish company that's dealing with an English speaking customer, to only hire people who have English as their first language.
Where are you originally from, Matthew?
From Poland.
You're from Poland. Okay, so,
yes. English isn't his first language.
English isn't your first language. Yeah,
it isn't. Yeah.
Now, you. As far as you're concerned, your English is good enough to do a job now, is it?
maybe isn't great like yours, but it's still enough to do the work.
I can understand that man perfectly.
No.
If I was if he was working in a telecommunications company and I rang him,
you wouldn't.
Yes, I would. Matthew, how long are you living in Ireland?
10 years.
10 years, okay.
But would you agree that English is your second language?
Yes, it is.
You have broken English, is that correct?
That's what you call this.
No, it is broken English.
No, he just doesn't have his... He wasn't born and raised speaking English. After 10 years in Ireland, I think his English is very good.
Okay, well, maybe...
Considering he was raised speaking Polish.
Okay, well, maybe Matthew's borderline.
You're after saying at the start of this conversation that companies should not be employing people in telesales unless they speak English
unless
as their native
English
language.
Unless English is their native language, yeah.
But that's someone saying that he can't have a job.
I'm not saying he can't have a job. I'm just saying dealing with someone on the phone, it's you have to be very specific in your English.
Jeremy, listen, I'm running my business and I'm dealing with people through the phone every single day. If we go follow your idea, I shouldn't have my business because I'm dealing with people every day by phone.
Yeah.
In fairness, Matthew, okay, I take back what I said to you. Your English is actually a lot better than I thought it was at the start.
So we have to do English exams now.
We
have to sit down in front of you.
Well, hang on a sec, lads.
You're only saying this now because you're being confronted by him.
For all you know,
he was the fella on the phone.
Okay, supposing I ring Matthew up or someone like Matthew and I have a problem with my boiler, okay? And I'm worried that my boiler's going to explode in my house, my gas boiler. And I ring somebody with broken English and they give me the wrong instructions or whatever and the house ends up blown up.
This is the bit you're not getting. They wouldn't be employed in the job in the first place if they were going to give you incorrect advice. Okay?
No.
They wouldn't have the job.
When someone has broken English, communication can be difficult between
them.
Why did you say earlier on in the week in the show I had to cut that fella off because I couldn't understand a word he was saying?
Because you couldn't understand the word he was saying.
He was speaking English.
You couldn't understand the word he was saying. And the quality of his phone line as well.
You're bullshit.
Celine, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Celine?
Jeremy, I'm very well.
I've been called a racist and people have asked for me to be sacked.
No, absolutely not. It draws my head in. Absolutely draws my head in that first of all, you're 20 minutes, press this, press that, hold on, music, da 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 da. And by the time somebody comes, you say, oh, thank God, it's great to hear you. And then they say, oh, may I help you? And I say, sorry, what was that? Jesus, World War III.
Lads, I don't know who you're dealing with on the phones.
Well, Leighton, you've obviously never rang a company.
Only yesterday, I rang EasyPass. You know the M50 toll thing?
Yeah.
I rang that company yesterday. Their offices are up the north somewhere. And, I don't know where their offices are, actually. But I got a guy who was Polish or Lithuanian or something at the other end of the phone.
How did you know where he was from?
He was Eastern European by his accent. He had broken English, but we had a perfectly good conversation. And he dealt with my issue. I wanted to change my bank card on their system and he had it sorted in 1 minute. No bother. Not a problem at all.
Maybe it's to do with the country.
It's to do with the country. Well,
yeah,
no Eastern European country speaks English as their native language. None.
No, I know. But at the same time, like that guy that was on there, I was listening to him. He's Polish, is he?
Matthew, you're Polish, aren't you?
Yes,
I am.
Yeah, I could understand everything.
Yeah, so could I.
Yeah, and I could as well, in fairness, yeah.
Yeah, no.
And let me just give you an example. Matthew, I hope you'll forgive me for doing this, okay?
All right.
A couple of months ago, Matthew was on this programme and he was talking about... A dog. We were talking about dogs and he said on the show that he's had his dog since it was a pup. Okay, so he's had his dog that long since it was a pup. But what he actually said was, I've had the dog from the poopy.
I remember he said that, yes.
Now, I understood, even though that was grammatically totally incorrect, I understood fully well what that guy was saying.
You're not comparing like with like.
But
here,
I am.
You know, when and Celine, you will get this.
No, this is...
When you're ringing a company agent to deal with a very specific problem that you are having, you need to be able to talk to someone who has a perfect grasp
of the
English language.
That guy is employed because he has that perfect grasp.
No, Matthew has a perfect grasp. I take it back, Matthew. I apologise for what I said to you, but...
Yeah, Matthew is A-OK. I'd ring Matthew anytime.
You see, here's how I see this, lads. And this comes back to a conversation that we had the other day about foreign taxi drivers, okay? People immediately have their back up when they see a foreign guy driving a taxi. You, when the phone was answered to you by a foreigner, and I'd say the same to you, Celine, you immediately have your back up.
No, yes, you do. No, Jeremy. Sorry.
No, that's Adrian saying that.
Or Adrian, sorry, Adrian. Yeah, no. I actually said, oh, thank God, a human.
Yeah.
Even my husband was laughing. He said, Jesus, that one is off her head. She's 20 minutes and she's making faces for the last 15 of them 20 minutes. And now she's laughing. But me laughing didn't laugh. Me laughing didn't last. Because a couple of minutes later, I was pulling my hair out. I didn't get the problem resolved. I just said, look, thanks very much.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I did.
Celine,
I hung up twice. But the problem hasn't been resolved.
That is an employment issue. That person was employed in the wrong because they don't know how to deal with your...
No, they did know how to deal with it. Just I couldn't deal with the frustration... Of the broken English.
I didn't want to be rude.
We're taking a very quick break. We'd love to hear from you on this. Is Jeremy wrong to be immediately saying... Well, he said, if you're dealing in customer care on the phone...
English should be your first language. So don't twist the words I'm saying.
That's what he said.
I'm not saying Irish companies should...
So Matthew shouldn't have a job.
I took it back what I said about Matthew.
But you can't have one rule and then a half a rule. You said at the start... English should be your native language if you're to be employed in a call centre or whatever.
No.
That's what you said.
You shouldn't have broken English, is what
I'm saying. Define broken English.
Do you not know broken
English. Matthew has...
Perfect English.
He still said something like, from the poopy.
That's just a pretty...
But I understood what he was saying.
Broken English. Matthew, do you understand the difference between perfect English and broken English?
I do.
Yeah, there you go. Even Matthew understands, and he's not Irish, Adrian.
We're going to take a very quick break. Stay there for one second.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jeremy said...
No, hang on. Samantha on Facebook has just reminded me of something.
Which is?
That we had an issue with a couple of weeks ago. Remember we went to a deli to order a roll a couple of weeks ago and the girl working behind the deli was foreign national.
Yeah.
Had very bad English and she didn't know what beetroot was.
You see...
Remember that?
My issue with that... is,
and you got frustrated with it as well.
My issue with that is she shouldn't have had the job. Her job is to know what everything is. So she was not suited. This has nothing to do with language.
She should have known what the word beetroot meant.
She wasn't suited to the job. She should know before she ever starts working behind that counter what beetroot is, what hard-boiled eggs are. She should know all that. So... she's not at fault. The person who employed her is at fault. And it's nothing to do with language. Sinead, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Sinead?
Hi, how's it going?
Now, Sinead, do you actually agree with what Jeremy is saying here?
Definitely, 100%.
And what do you think of people calling for me to be sacked and calling me a racist and stuff like that?
No, I don't think so. Because I wouldn't be listening to the show if you were
if he was Polish.
In a broken English.
If he was Polish, if he spoke like Matthew, you wouldn't listen to the show?
No.
I probably wouldn't have been hired if I had broken English.
No.
And rightfully so. You can't have someone talking to the public who has broken English.
There's broken English and then there's somebody like Matthew. I understood every single word that man said. But you said that people should not be employed in call centres if English is not their native language. Matthew,
that's not his
native language.
Well, I changed that to if you have broken English.
You see, like I said, define broken English.
Oh, Jesus.
If you have a little bit of bloody patience, you'll understand what they're saying.
I don't have patience when I'm ringing one of
these. There you go. That's it. Now, sorry, Sinead, go on. Tell me your story.
I rang a call centre yesterday about a problem that I was having. And they called me by the wrong name 4 times. And when they repeated my name, they called me by another name twice on it. On the call.
But that's just Sinead, that's just incompetence. That's nothing to do with language. That's just a gobshite.
I didn't understand what he was saying.
What, was he speaking a different language altogether?
No, he was speaking English, but he just couldn't get his point across and he wasn't listening to my point. And as I repeated to him a couple of times, you're customer care, you're here to listen to me on the phone, not to listen to your own voice, like.
Again, I would argue that company is at fault for employing somebody who's just not good at the job.
Now, can I just say something? 4 times I rang them. The 4th time I asked to speak to a supervisor or a manager. And the the fourth person that I spoke to was a foreign national as well.
Is it much? Is
and
it
I'm
too,
nothing
yeah.
against foreign nationals.
No, either do I. I think they're actually better workers than Irish people a lot of the time. But yeah. is it too much to ask to get someone who speaks our native tongue when you ring for a problem? That's
yeah. Exactly.
And I have to say, and this sounds bad as well, but I always find when I ring these companies and someone answers and it's a person with an Irish accent or a Dublin accent, I go, oh, that's not talking to someone who knows where I'm coming from.
Exactly.
And Adrian, to be honest with you, I think you probably actually do agree with me, but you're just sitting on the fence there.
I'm not sitting on the fence. You're blatantly wrong isn't sitting on the fence.
You're being politically correct.
I'm not. There is a difference between employing somebody who's incompetent...
No.
And employing somebody whose English just isn't brilliant. And your issue, from what I can hear, is employing people who are incompetent. They shouldn't have that job.
No.
If you ring somebody and he can't resolve your problem, he doesn't deserve to have that job.
Are you actually listening to what I've been saying for the last 20 minutes? The two people I spoke to yesterday knew exactly what the issue
was. But you hadn't the patience to listen to
their
answer.
Why should I have?
Seriously.
What did that lady say? Would she listen to the show if we both had broken English?
That's a hypothetical question and a stupid analogy. Amanda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Amanda?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Good.
We've already been through that, haven't we? That's bad English. I absolutely 100% agree with Adrian.
Oh, with Adrian?
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah. There should be a level of English. But
Adrian's not saying that.
No, I am. They should have a level of English.
What it's about is being helpful, knowledgeable and patient over the phone. And either anyone can have that or not have that. And that includes Irish people.
You see, I believe in the main, Amanda, the guys who are employed in these call centres in wherever it is, okay? And we all know, we've all experienced ringing people who speak, whose native tongue is different to English. Now, the point I'm trying to make is they're employed because they can do the job. They're able to talk you through your problem or whatever the case may be, yeah? And if they can't talk you through their problem, then they shouldn't have been employed. But that's nothing to do with language. I think a lot of people, when they ring a call centre and they get a foreigner on the phone, they immediately have their backup.
Yeah, definitely. I actually rang a bank there a few weeks ago and there were Irish people I were dealing with. They weren't able to deal with my query. Their solution was to shout at me down the phone.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand what they were saying.
And I've had the exact same issue. I had a girl on the phone. In a bank 2 weeks ago. Hello, yeah. What? What's the problem?
Yeah, at least she can understand, though.
She sounded
awful. By the way, Amanda, this is coming from the man, Adrian Kennedy, who earlier on in the week cut someone off because he was a foreign national and couldn't understand a word he was saying.
But it's not... hang on, there's a slight difference there. Okay, I couldn't understand what he was saying.
Where is this fella from?
But 35,000 other people couldn't understand what he was saying.
Where was he from?
I haven't a clue where he was from.
He was from Nigeria. This fella that Adrian cut off, he was from Nigeria. English was his first language, but Adrian said, I have to cut him off because I can't understand a word he's saying.
Yeah.
There you go.
I did. And I'm not arguing that point. But the point I am arguing is he wasn't employed to speak on the radio. He just happened to be a guy I found it difficult to understand. These people who are being employed by these companies have to have a certain standard of English or they wouldn't have got the job in the first place. Okay.
Yeah, I don't agree with that.
Do you agree with that, Amanda?
I do, definitely.
Well,
these
two people I spoke to, yes, I don't know how they got through the interview process. I honestly don't.
Okay, well, Jeremy, this is one for you because you're always going on about large people. I did a course with a girl from Ecuador. She's a lovely girl, perfect English. But she had previously worked in coffee shops all around Dublin. And one of them, the manager, when he was looking for staff, had two piles of CVs. Now, everyone had to put a photograph on the CV. He had one pile for one of the girls he was putting through and one pile for people he called fat and ugly, which he wouldn't put through. Now, on one occasion, a Polish girl who had no English, not a word, turned up for an interview. The girl I did the course with was sitting at the interview as an assistant and she said she wasn't going to give her the job. But the manager says, no, she speaks a perfect English. She's absolutely fine and it was all over the way she looked.
Yeah, I think that guy rings this show.
Yeah, that's a different issue.
No, it is it is a slightly different issue. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, for you to say that these guys, how they made it through the interview process is ridiculous as well.
No, it's not.
Because the fact is they did.
The fact of the matter is that Irish companies need to realise that the Irish public do not want to deal with someone who is frustrating them.
No, you immediately had your backup when a foreigner answered. Be honest. That's the truth of it.
Yes,
and then you found yourself, because you found it frustrating enough pressing 3 and 2 and 1 and hash and all that, even though that's been the way for years that we've had automated services. So why that still frustrates people, I'll never know.
Okay,
and
Agent,
when a guy answered the phone and he happened to be wherever he was from, you immediately had your backup even more.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question. When you're ringing, supposing your modem breaks down tomorrow, for argument's sake, okay, and you're ringing the company that that supplies your modem. Okay. Would you prefer, honest question now, would you prefer the phone to be answered by someone who was Irish with perfect English, or someone who English was their second language? They're both able to sort out your problem for you. Okay.
Yeah. But then it doesn't bother me.
Don't believe it.
Then it doesn't bother me. As long as my bloody problem gets sorted.
No, don't believe it.
I spoke to a Portuguese girl in Bank of Ireland the other day. Broken English.
You're the very one, by the
way, that
a couple
of
years ago was complaining about ringing Dell computers and speaking to someone in Bangalore.
I wasn't complaining about it.
You were.
No, I wasn't complaining about it. I just always thought it was very funny that my car was going to the far side of the planet. Karen, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Karen?
Hi. I agree 100% with Jeremy. I don't usually agree with Jeremy, to be honest with you.
No women usually do.
To be honest with you, I don't think it's necessarily that we have our backup the minute a foreign person answers. It's the way they communicate, and that's what I believe. I'm not a racist. I work with foreign people, and do you know what? Their ability to work is probably even better than the Irish.
Oh, they are. They have a better work ethic than
the
Irish, yeah.
But from the minute you ring any kind of company and you say, the first thing they ask, your name, your mother's maiden name, your address, the difficulty to just get through that stage before you even tell your problem is crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's crazy. And you just feel like saying, look, I'm going, I'm hanging up. I had a problem with my Wi-Fi about 2 weeks ago, and I rang up, same again, major issues, couldn't understand a word I was saying. So I hung up the phone, and I was supposed to ring back the next day, and my husband came in from work and said, did you sort out the Wi-Fi? I said, you know what? I haven't got an hour spare, because that's what I did.
She's right.
You see, this again, Karen, comes down to incompetence on behalf of the people that are being employed.
No, you're not understanding what Karen's saying, Adrian. You're not hearing what she's saying. She's saying the person at the end of the phone clearly is able to sort out her problem because they wouldn't have been hired otherwise.
Exactly.
But they need a little bit of patience.
Shut up for a second. But they cannot relay that because they don't have the right English.
Exactly.
Adrian, if you were going in for a very serious operation tomorrow, keyhole surgery on your kidneys or your liver or something like that, would you prefer the consultant to have proper English or broken English? Just answer the question.
I've been seen by a consultant that didn't have proper English. A guy from Africa somewhere.
That's not
where
the question I asked you. Listen to the question.
Didn't bother me.
Listen to the question.
As long as
you
can fix me.
Listen to the question I'm asking you. So you're meeting
it's a silly question.
No, it's not. It's actually very relevant. So you're meeting a consultant who you need to tell what sort of. Forget it. Say it's plastic surgery.
Why would I get plastic surgery? It's just stupid as well. We're back in just a moment.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
We just got a text in here and it says, and I'll read what it says, Jeremy. It says, my mum was born and raised in New York, moved to Ireland 15 years ago, but still can't manage to understand Cork or Kerry accents. However, she wouldn't say that people with accents that she can't understand shouldn't be hired to solve her problems. Jeremy doesn't have the patience to for a second to try and understand and to repeat his problems slightly more slowly. You remember many years ago, Jeremy, our old late night show was relayed down in Cork. Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah,
and half the calls we got in—it was only for a 2-week period. Half the calls we got in were from Cork people, half of whom I hadn't a bloody clue what they were saying because they had such strong Cork accents. Now, do you think somebody from Cork shouldn't be employed because they've got a strong Cork accent?
I just think that when you
a bit of patience. That's all I'm saying. Alushala, hello.
Alushala, hi.
Hello, Alushala. How are you?
I'm good.
Now, you want to get in on this. What did you want to say?
I think the guy is impatient.
He's impatient?
Impatient, yeah.
Okay.
So he doesn't have enough patience.
In other words, he's not giving the person at the other end of the phone any leeway at all?
At all. And he speaks too fast. So he's had this very hard fought for foreigners.
Well, with the greatest, with the greatest respect to Lucia, this is my country and I shouldn't have to speak slower. No, no, hang on a second. I shouldn't have to speak...
So your tolerance for foreigners is nil.
I actually have... They're better workers than Irish. I've said it many times. But I shouldn't have to speak slow, Lucia, when I'm ringing an Irish company.
You don't need to speak as if you are hitting hot yam.
You just said I should speak slower from ringing an Irish company. Is the answer. Yeah. This is the way we speak here. We are Irish.
And we're Irish. And we live in a multicultural Ireland now, Jeremy, as well, okay, for 10 or 15 years now, foreigners from all parts of the world have come to live here.
You need to believe that. You have to get used to it.
This is not a race. Alicia, put the race card back in your pocket just for one moment, please. Okay?
I haven't called you racist.
You're playing the race card here, saying that I'm not accepting a multicultural society. I am actually one of the people who is delighted that Ireland is a multi. I would take in every refugee from every country if I could. All I'm saying is, when I ring a telecommunications company in Ireland, I am not going to speak slow because I shouldn't have to.
You have to.
No, you don't.
This just shows that you've no patience.
So what? Is it illegal to have no patience? Is it racist to have no patience?
It's just obnoxious to have no patience.
If you don't have patience, if you don't have patience to let the other person understand what you are saying.
Well, I'm actually surprised. I'm surprised, Alicia, that Adrian hasn't cut you off yet because you're African.
I can understand her perfectly.
Yeah.
Alicia,
You have to be calm and understand what the person is saying, and let the person understand what you are saying. That is what it comes
to.
Understand the person to understand you.
When I've been left on,
I am from Nigeria.
You're speaking very fast now. Forgiven out to me,
but I can understand every word that lady is saying, every single word.
Thank you. And I am from Nigeria. I am born and bred in Nigeria.
So English is your first language.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's not everybody that speaks English.
But
But
you have a very strong Nigerian accent, okay?
Yeah.
Are you
struggling to understand her, though?
And I can understand, Alicia, why someone would get frustrated with you if they were trying to talk you through a problem that they were having with their telephone or their modem.
Just said people whose native language isn't English. Her native language is English.
Broken English.
She just happens to have a strong accent, just like I find it very difficult to understand Cork people.
Are you from Nigeria, Alicia?
I am from Nigeria.
Adrian cut off one of your fellow Nigerians last week because he couldn't understand the word he was saying.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not everybody. Listen to me.
Adrian's a racist.
Oh, stop it, will you? I cut the guy off because he was just mumbling.
No, that's
mumble.
You said on the talkback...
I'm cutting this guy off because I can't understand the word he's saying.
But
I said.
But he was from Nigeria.
No, but I can understand this lady perfectly.
Oh, so you discriminate against certain people from Nigeria.
If you can't understand somebody, what point is that person's contribution to a talk show? Okay, I can understand this lady perfectly well.
Alicia, I would hire you
now, let me cite an example.
If I owned a company and I was hiring people, I would hire you tomorrow. I'm sure your work ethic is brilliant. I'm sure you're a very
patronizing gift.
No, I'm actually praising the boss. I think your work ethic would be brilliant. I think you'd be a hard worker. But if you were dealing on a phone with customers, I'm sorry, I have to say no.
But English is her first language. English is that lady's first language.
Can I set an example? Can I set an example? I used to have a shop in Cork, in Shandon Street in Cork. I was there for 2.5 years.
Okay.
And I want to tell you, the Cork people are talking. I don't understand a bit of what they are saying.
As a Dubliner, I struggle with Cork accent sometimes. Okay.
So if you have Cork people in the company that you have to talk to and you don't understand them, so what you do, you will have the boss to fire them.
Okay, here's a question, Adrian. When I go away on holidays, get Alicia in to do my job on air.
She's not, that's a stupid statement to make as well.
No, but bring her in. Her English is as good as mine. That's what you've said.
I can understand her perfectly well.
Understand her as well as you can understand me. There you go.
I can. I really can. I would find it difficult to understand somebody from West Cork more than
Alicia. Can you not understand the frustration that I had when I rang this company twice, and couldn't get my problem sorted because of
Explained. You were already in a bad mood by the time you got through because you had to press 3 and 2 and 1 and hash.
It happens all the time. It's called, Alicia, it's called lost in translation.
Yeah.
Where you're talking to somebody whose English may not be as good as yours, and certain things you say they get misunderstood or there's confusion and you end up having to repeat yourself over and over again.
Well, and anyway, I'll say that you are the one. You need something from them and they are in position to help you. Forget about the way they speak. Yeah. You have to be patient and just make sure that they understand what you're trying to say.
Yeah, there you
that's
go.
The message down to them and you have to be patient.
Alicia, they didn't understand.
We cannot be the same. We cannot be speaking the same way.
They didn't understand.
You understand? Even the Irish people, when they speak, I walk in where I walk, where we have a...
But Alicia, we shouldn't have to change. Hang on, we shouldn't have to change the way we speak just because people coming in here have worse English.
But this is
Jeremy,
by your own admission a few minutes ago, this is a multicultural society and I embrace that. That's what you said.
I embrace it.
So in order to embrace it, you have to have a bit of give and take. You have to be able to make allowances.
Not when I'm paying a company big money. Not when I'm paying a big telecommunications company big money.
Anne, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anne?
Hello, Adrian.
Hello, Anne.
I totally agree with Jeremy on this one.
Sorry, I'm losing on this one.
Yes.
Losing on this one for just asking people to have a bit of patience.
No, because you're saying that, you know, patience. It's not patience. It's just they ask you your name, then you have to spell your name. And then you had
Anne, I had to spell my address to a girl from Tala the other day, for God's sake. Okay?
Yeah, then you have to spell and then you might have to repeat it. And I cannot tell what to do be saying. And then I end up hanging up. But yes, I agree totally.
You see, this comes back to my point, Anne, that I believe that people like you have your back up as soon as a foreigner answers the phone.
No, I don't. I don't even mind waiting, whatever amount of time, 15, 20 minutes. I don't even mind waiting.
Well, no, that bit annoys me.
As soon as I get through then, and as soon as I hear, they ask me, oh, can you repeat that? Can you repeat that? I've often asked, can I speak to an English-speaking person?
Is obviously speaking. They don't pick up the phone and speak in Polish to you. Do they?
Well, their English is not very good anyway.
Okay, stay there for 1 second. Brian, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Brian? Oh, Brian is not gone. He's not there. Okay, look, I'm out of time anyway. But Brian was calling for you to be sacked as well, by the way.
Oh, where is he?
He's gone off the phone. But he sent a text in saying... I think Jeremy is rude, uneducated and obnoxious, not listening to the show again as I'm not a racist.
Okay, a couple of points for you, Brian. First of all, I'm very well educated, of a college education, probably more than you have. Shut up for a second. Secondly, yes, I can be rude and obnoxious. Who can't? Thirdly... 98FM are quite happy to employ me. And lastly,
let's see what discussion we have in the office when we finish this show. Can I just say, because you point blank said,
and lastly,
that people who don't have English as their native tongue don't deserve a job in telesales.
I didn't use the word deserve. And
you
finally, to you, Brian, saying you will never listen to the show again. You will. You'll be listening tomorrow, the day after that.
And Brian, if we're lucky, he won't even be here. Okay.
Oh, you're calling for me to be sacked as well? I thought you were a defender of free speech. You're always going on giving interviews. You're always giving interviews in newspapers saying, "Oh, you believe in free speech."
I hate this conversation today just proves to me how intolerant you actually are. There you go. How impatient and intolerant you are.
Impatient, yes. Intolerant, no.
Okay, so your issue is impatience. That's all.
I don't have a lot of patience.
Anyway, that's it from this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoy the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify and also share onto your own social media and let everybody know that Adrian and Jeremy haven't gone away, you know. We do this daily podcast, Opinions Matter, most weekday afternoons. And if you haven't heard previous episodes, we've nearly 800 episodes of Opinions Matter available for you. And if there's anything that you would like us to debate on the show, all you have to do is send us a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 or email the show allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.